Yeah, I mean, I think that's been the intent. You know, my goal was, is I was hopeful that the governor would sign the map, because I think the House and the Senate agreed upon a map that's fair and representative of the citizens of the state, but he chose not to. And my intent is at some point in time trying to get the votes to override the governor and send it to the Senate.
Now, the governor in his veto said that he was doing it this early to give you a chance to write a new map. Was that ever a consideration?
You know, I mean, it's not if we it is if we can't override the governor's veto, it'll be a consideration. But right now our focus is, you know, it took us about 4 months to come up with a map that the House and Senate could both agree on. And, you know, that wasn't an easy process. And so the thought of having to draw a new map that not only the House and Senate but the governor would agree on would be a pretty daunting task in the last week and a half. So our focus has been on trying to get the votes to pass what we think is the best map out there, and that's the conference committee report that both the House and the Senate have sent to the governor. And you know, it's going to happen probably sometime in the next several days, and we're going to work hard to get the votes. And if we're successful, great. And if we're not, then we'll take a step back and figure out what we need to do.
And the question always is, do you have the votes to override?
I think we're very close. I think it's going to be you've got to have 109 to override. I think we'll be somewhere in the neighborhood to 108 to 111. So it's going to be close.